I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. English novelist Charles Dickens wanted his works read by as many people as possible. In Victorian England, it was Dickens who first came up with the idea of what you might call literature on the installment plan. His works would appear in serial form as pamphlets. They were cheap to buy, so people who couldn't afford an entire novel would at least be able to buy parts of it. Well, now some of those original serials are finding a new home online, as The World's Clark Boyd reports.
We begin with a bit of required reading for many a high school English student.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness.
Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities. It's a daunting read. The Penguin Classics edition of the novel runs to nearly 550 pages. But what if you could read it in the form in which it originally appeared?
Every single one of Dickens' novels is serialized. Some of them in weekly parts, but more commonly in monthly parts.
Joel Bratton is a Dickens scholar.
And the usual form for that would be the customer would pay one shilling, and you'd get a booklet with 32 pages of text and two illustrations, and then an assortment of interesting ads that would offer all kinds of goods and services.
Bratton teaches at Worcester Polytechnic Institute in Worcester, Massachusetts. The Institute's Gordon Library is home to a treasure trove of Dickens material. That trove includes a large number of the original serial installments of Dickens novels. Those are rare, Bratton says.
If you were a wealthy purchaser, you could take those parts to your book binder, have your own library binding put on, have all the advertisements taken out, place the illustrations in the proper places, and then you'd have a first edition library binding for your shelf. And that's what a lot of people did. So in many cases, the serial installments don't survive as serial installments.
Unfortunately for both scholars and the public, the serials at Worcester Polytechnic Institute are tucked away in a climate-controlled part of the library. Due to the age and conditions of the documents, access is restricted. But Bratton and others at the Institute wanted to take a page, so to speak, out of Dickens' own playbook. They wanted to share the author's work in its original form with as many people as possible. So they've launched a massive scanning project. The idea is to put the serials, some 20,000 pages of material, online. That way, anyone who can get on the net can access them, search them, and enjoy them. Kathy Marquise is the conservation librarian in charge of the project. She says she can scan about 32 pages in half an hour. The pages, she says, are fragile. But her job is not necessarily to make a given page easier to read.
I'm not worried about making it look pretty. I want it to look like someone's there using the original. So within the scans, you can see how the original pamphlets were stitched. And all of that we're able to capture very nicely with the technology we have. You know, you can tell that the pages, you know, the edges of the pages are a little dirty and a little bit crimped and a little curled. So it's a little bit more tactile, I think, the experience.
But the real joy, says Dickens scholar Joel Bratton, is to experience the way serialization affected Dickens' writing style. Bratton points to the author's pacing, his characterization, and more.
I get a different feeling from reading the novels in their original form. And I think that part of that has to do with the preservation of Dickens' unique spellings and capitalizations and punctuation. Those are matters that often got regularized, not just in modern paperback editions, but even in later lifetime editions of Dickens's.
The scanning project at Worcester Polytechnic Institute is beginning at the end. The first novel being scanned is Dickens' last. It's an unfinished work called The Mystery of Edwin Drood. The Institute hopes to make the whole novel available online sometime in the next few months. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.
And you can see some of the scanned pages from Charles Dickens' final novel at theworld.org.